Well, good day. This is Monk Anita from the Absolute Monastery. And today I would like to share a story, a blessing story, called I Am So Wealthy. I am wealthy. I am wealthy. And I, since I'm here in the monastery, that's now 1.5 weeks about, so it's about that, I talked about all my stories in what I experienced during my 4 months stay in Italy, Monbarruzzo. And I realized, it just opened actually my awareness to what great blessings I experienced during my stay in Monbarruzzo. And that got me thinking. Actually, it opened the door and the windows, because I suddenly thought, hey, and look at me, what I all do in this short time since I walked through the gate of the monastery. Here I am walking out of the gate and I am a monk. That means I actually have no personal possessions. Whatever I have, like if it's money or my clothing, belongs to my church, and a part of it belongs to the monastery. I think that's a showing of respect for my philosophy. I don't know how else I can say that. And during all this time since I walked through the gates here in the monastery, I had never a real normal, if I may say like that, human job. I did went to work in the vineyards while I was in Monbarruzzo, but I remember when I took the job, I took it because I really loved the experience, the adventure of doing that work. To go like early in the morning and be out in nature and share with all these beautiful Italian people and pick grapes. And I purposefully chose to work only half a day because I realized that with the thought of, oh, I'm earning money, I could easily slip into the thinking, and that's where my source is, where I get my money from. That's the normal source and there's nothing else. So I thought, okay, I can jump that thought by work half a day and just tell myself I only do it for the fun of it. And that's just one example, and I really had a ball doing that work. And then I think of all the other things I've done since, that's now maybe 5 months since I'm a traveling monk, right? Or maybe half a year. I always had everything I desired. I lived in the biggest house I've ever lived in, with 17 rooms. A kitchen so big it could be a living room, with all the gadgets one can imagine, and I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed each gadget fully. And whenever I felt like going to Switzerland with the train, which is about a 7-hour drive, right? Somehow I always had the money for the ticket, and that's about 80 euro, which is quite a lot. And I remember how I felt the first month in Monbarruzzo, I felt like a child. I had this feeling of excitement and adventure, and I never thought about my money. I had moments where I had absolutely nothing. I had nothing in my pocket, and the food tin was empty. And it didn't bother me. I thought, oh, somehow that's coming in again. We still got some pasta on the shelf. We have a house. I have a bed to sleep in. What else? I mean, I'm quite happy, actually, and I don't feel like going anywhere at the moment. And really, it was always there. And I had a little bit of a tricky situation because Herb told me when I left the monastery, don't ever ask for it. Don't ever ask for money or anything. Just think you have it. So I couldn't even ask the owners of the villa where I lived in, and say, like, hey, can you send us food money? We ran out of it. That was quite a funny situation. To then, when it was really totally gone, and actually it felt like, yeah, to go shopping, get some food would be really lovely, to do it in a way with the law of cause and effect, and that it still comes in, but not having the feeling to go out and having to ask for it and get the money. Poor, that was sometimes, it was quite a task. Well, I shouldn't say a task, but it was challenging fun. Let me say it like that.
Challenging fun.
Challenging fun, yeah. And I remember that as long as I had this childlike fun in it, just to look at it as a game, I recall even at one stage when we really, I have to say we at the moment, because I will include John Dainty, who lived with me in the villa, in that story now too, because we got really, from the visual point of view, there was no money at the moment. I always said it's just not visible. So the box was empty, it was all gone. And John looked at me and said, oh, Anita, it's going to be interesting. And I said, yes, I tell you. I've never experienced that. I never in my life experienced to have no money in my hand, to feel like I can spend it. That's exciting. That's a real adventure. And he looked at me, and I remember he first looked totally puzzled. Then he grinned all over, and then he laughed and laughed. And he said, that's right. That's actually the way to look at it. What a ball we are having here. And we had fun. We really had fun. And the money was somehow always there, and it came in through sources which are really hard to imagine. It was just there. And I remember one situation that was, I think, in the second or third month, when it got again to the point where the tin was nearly empty. We had 10 euro left. And I created myself doubting. I suddenly got, thinking about, oh, and that money's gone, and oh, and maybe the villa is soon sold, and where do I go from here? I've got no cent. And whoops, that thought was there, and I created myself people around me confirming that doubt, telling me, can't spend that much money, gosh, we got to watch it, and friends would tell, oh, you can't go out with us. They never said that before. Well, we could pay for you if you haven't got enough. And I don't like people pay for me because they think I haven't got it. I like them pay for me because it's a pleasure, a blessing for them. And since I had these thoughts, it took a long time till money would come in. Actually, it only came in the day I took this last 10 euro, paid a bus ticket, went to the next big town because I had an appointment with a travel agency where I inquired for a ticket, which I really would love to pay for. I talked to the lady and I told her to hold the ticket. Then I went to the next supermarket and I thought, Anita, something, I think you've got to change your attitude here. Now you got 10 euro left. I know in about a month I am moving out of the villa. What is it, what you really want to think about? I thought, Stella, I'm going to buy enough cat food that I have cat food till the end of the month. So I went and bought cat food. And then I still have 3 euros left. And I thought, okay, you're going to spend it all. And then I went through all the sweet shelves, through all the shelves that had all the stuff in which I really like. And I just couldn't find anything. I thought, okay, you don't have to spend it just because you want to spend it. But I walked towards the cashier, and then I saw something that caught my eye, took it out of the shelf, and bought it. And I got out of the shop. I had just about enough money left to take the bus home. And I knew after that, that's it. The Villa Prato was visually out of money. I got on the bus, and the bus driver didn't want my money. He just didn't want to sell me a ticket. And I thought, hey, I'm on the track again. It's rolling because I'm not worried anymore. I'm really going smoothly now. I got home, put this, like, I think, €1.50 back in the box, because that was it then from the boss. Put all the cat food up on the shelf and said to John, John, I have spent it all. It's fun. And it was actually okay, because that was like the key to that it could come in again. The worries were gone. And the next morning, John came giggling, passed me by giggling, and just laid a fax in front of me. And I looked at it, and it was a fax from the owners of the house with a note, we thought you might want some more money. We just sent you €200. So you got some overflow. And I thought, wow, how easy it works. And from that day on, all just started rolling. I got to an airplane ticket, which was extremely inexpensive, and even ordered it. I talked to the guys in London to get it all organized with the dates. And somehow it happened, even though they always said we can't hold it. They said, well, call us back tomorrow. We have to do this work on it. Tomorrow you can pay for it. And then again they said, well, another day we need. Tomorrow you can pay for it. And these 2 days I needed to get money. And the day they were ready that I could pay for it, Doris and Marco, the owners, wrote another fax to us. Beautiful facts about how happy they are that the villa is really being sold and they would like to share their abundance, and said, this afternoon you can go to the bank and pick up about €3,400 for the two of you. Enjoy, bless your heart. And I thought, well, it really rolls. It's beautiful. And the money was there. I could order the ticket. That was exactly the right day to order it and pay for it. And it's done. And all my trip to New Zealand, my trip to Switzerland to visit my family, it was all paid for. To come to the monastery and even have enough to give something, it was all there suddenly. What I realized, I remember when I got that money, I had to get my consciousness straight to keep the childlike thinking straight. Because as soon as I had all this money in my hand, I started to be very intellectual. It's okay, I mean, I paid the ticket, I knew what I want to do with it, that's okay. But stay in that attitude of not thinking, oh, now I got to watch it because now I've got money and I shouldn't spend it. But to think, yes, I have it, I know what I do with it, and the rest I let flow. Let it flow and even go if there is something that it wants to be spent on. And there was an enormous revelation. And now I feel like since I'm here in the monastery and all this grows in my consciousness, it's like I get this awareness of what was going on and is going on. I feel the same lightness again. I feel like, oh, I'm excited about flying to New Zealand. What a gift. I have a ticket. And I have my backpack. And I even opened the cupboard last night and looked in the cupboard and thought, and how gifted I am. I've got all this warm clothing and all this summer stuff. And it suits me. It's my size even. I got the books I really like to read. And I'm so wealthy in every way. I'm really wealthy. And I see myself traveling through New Zealand. I have always everything because I just stay in that childlike attitude of, I am wealthy. And, yeah, it sounds so simple, actually, just to keep that up and say, hey, I'm wealthy, I've got it all. And it's true, I do have it all. And that's what I've been talking about today. Have a lovely day. Thank you.